welcome to another special edition of RDPS Chicago. Brandon Bowens joining you once again for another one of our highlights of the minor league teams around Chicago and the Chicagoland area. Today, we'll be highlighting the Kane County Cougars out of Geneva, Illinois. I am joined by Curtis Howe, Vice President and General Manager of said Cougar. Curtis, thank you again for joining us today and talking a little bit about the Kane County Cougars.
Oh, hey, Brandon, happy to be here and look forward to talking to you today.
That's awesome. And again, I kind of want to go into your history because you're a little bit different than most of the people that we've spoken to. Most of the people we've spoken with, your division rivals, the Gary South Shore Railcats, and we've also gotten to speak with the Chicago Steel, who are also located in Geneva. And most of those people that we talked to were either just getting into it or have been established, but not like you. You've been with the Kane County Cougars for, I think this season will actually mark 30 years. Am I correct?
That is correct. I've been here 30 years.
Yeah. So
it feels like 5 years, Brandon.
How do you get to that position? What's the journey been like for you to be in this position?
You know, it's interesting. I played baseball in high school and I played baseball in college. My aspirations were to be a professional baseball player. I cracked my elbow when I was a junior in college, and so that kind of went away, and decided that I wanted to stay in sports somehow. My dad encouraged me to, you know, get involved with sports because that's what I was passionate about. So I sent a bunch of letters out, resumes out to all the minor league teams across the country. Ended up in Charleston, West Virginia, of all places, and that was my first job in minor league baseball. And was there for a couple seasons. Learned all sorts of things. I was the PA announcer. I sold sponsorship. I cleaned the toilets. I painted the fence signs. You name it, we did it. And it was a great experience. And so that was about the time where the Kane County Cougars were coming into the Chicago market. And I decided that, gosh, it'd be nice to live and be back in the area that I grew up in. And, you know, reached out to the general manager back then, Bill Larson, numerous times. Finally got an interview, and I got a job here, and I started as a group sales representative back in 1993. And, you know, did some merchandise, sold some sponsorship, and became assistant GM. And then at this point, I've become the vice president and general manager, and just love it. You know, you come to the ballpark every day, you can't beat it. It's not like work. It's it's baseball, and it's something that I really enjoy, and I really enjoy all the people that I work with, and that's a big part of it.
What is the huge difference between, you mentioned that you were essentially in the assistant GM, and now you are not only the vice president but the GM. What's the difference between the duties that you would have as an assistant GM versus the duties that you have now, now that you're the vice president and GM?
You know, when you're an assistant GM, you have obviously the GM above you, and you have, you know, the buck stops with him. And, you know, back then you're the number two guy, and, you know, you don't have all the responsibilities that you have as the general manager. You're basically supporting the general manager at that point. And, you know, it was a great experience being the assistant GM. You learned a lot, and you learned, you know, all the things that it would take to be the GM. However, you're not in that seat, and you know, everything, pretty much the buck stops with you when it comes to, you know, everything within the organization when you're the general manager. So I think the assistant GM is more of a supportive role, and it's more of a leadership role, but you're still, you know, there's still that general manager who is overseeing the entire thing, you know, and it's definitely a different position. And it's, there's a lot more to being the actual GM as opposed to the assistant GM. That's for sure.
I would definitely imagine. So, as mentioned earlier, you've been around the team since the team basically entered into the Chicago area. You've gotten a chance to see players come into this organization, such as Josh Beckett, Dontrell Willis, Luis Castillo, and for us, your Chicago fans out there, Kyle Schwarber, most notably. Is there a particular moment in your journey from general salesperson to now that kind of stands out to you even 30-plus years later?
You know, there's so many. So many moments, so many great moments, so many great memories, things that we've accomplished here over the years and how things have changed over the years, you know, just with technology and just the way society is and the way, a minor league baseball team is run. But when you mention all those players, it's amazing. You know, we've had almost 200 former Cougars end up in Major League Baseball, and you touched on a few of the big names over the years, like the Josh Becketts and all them. But you got to remember, it was Miguel Cabrera was here as a 17-year-old. We had Nelson Cruz here for a season and a half. Wilson Contreras. You can go on and on. It's amazing. AJ Burnett. How many guys that have gone on to big things in Major League Baseball that came through Kane County, and it's pretty impressive. And that the 2016 World Series Cubs, we had that roster, we had several guys on that roster that were former Cougars back in 13 and 14. So that was pretty special. There's been a lot of special moments, and not just around the players, or not just around what goes on between the lines, but all the different fun promotions and community things that we've done. We have a really cool platform here, that we can do a lot of things with the community and support the community. And it's really amazing that the family entertainment that we've provided to the Chicagoland area for 30 years. It's pretty cool to hear people's reaction and people's thoughts about the Kane County Cougars. It just has a great image and a great reputation in the Chicagoland area, and we're proud of that.
Kind of following up on that recent point, like, you guys are the most, in terms of average attendance, the most populous team in the American Association of Professional Baseball. How do you guys do it? Like, you draw nearly 10,000 fans just about every night. How do you guys go about it? How do you guys, I'm trying to figure out the correct words to say here, but like, put out the best product out there for fans to come in and want to come out and see you?
You know, that's a good question. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of passionate people here that they want to put on a great show, whether it's promotionally or all the theme nights or the wonderful fireworks shows that we put on after the games. You know, kids can run the bases. The food is really outstanding. It's not ballpark food. There's all sorts of great food here, good quality food. And I'll tell you what, the beer's always cold. I mean, it's just in the people here, I'm telling you, Brandon, we've got such a good group of people in the staff, and then also the seasonal staff people, the ushers and the people that park the cars, and the people that work in the kids zone, and the people that work in the suites or whatever it might be. Everywhere throughout the ballpark, there's just a lot of good people, and that's what it's all about, and that's what keeps people coming back. It's how we service the people and take care of them and make them feel, safe and secure, and it's always clean here. There's just a lot of positives about this organization that brings the fans in. It's something, you mentioned that we lead the American Association in attendance. We lead all of the Major League Baseball partner leagues in attendance across the country. So, and back when we were affiliated, we were always in the top 25 in attendance as well. So it truly is a special place, that's for sure. And the reason it is special, Brandon, is because we have a lot of great people.
Awesome. It's good to know that there's a ton of great people there working for you. There's a very strong staff there with the Kane County Cougars. You briefly touched upon, actually, my next question, and it's just simply that you guys are also one of the, I don't want to say oddities, but at least oddities based on what we've profiled and where you have had professional affiliation with the Orioles, Marlins, Athletics, Royals, Cubs, and D-backs. And then the minor leagues obviously reassociated, realigned, and stuff like that, and you lost that affiliation. How hard was it to transition from having all that affiliation to now being, yes, a part of the partner league, but not having that major league tie, major league player rotation coming in and out? How hard of it was to adjust?
You know, that's a good question. It was a whirlwind, that's for sure. When that all went down, that was during the pandemic too. So you had not only the fact that we became unaffiliated, but we also had the pandemic going on at the same time. So it was like a 1-2 punch. And what the big difference is, I tell you what, the big difference is, you know, obviously you're not affiliated with Major League Baseball in the sense that you have a Cubs or a Diamondbacks or a Royals. However, we're still affiliated with Major League Baseball in the sense that we are a Major League Baseball partner league. And the whole thing with what Manfred has done with baseball, the one baseball team and sort of the whole landscape, how it's changed, is, yeah, we're not affiliated, but we're still part of Major League Baseball partner league system that they have going now. And, you know, the big difference is, Brandon, is in the past, the players were provided to us, and, you know, we basically did what, you know, they all of a sudden they get off the bus and here they were. And we just, we did with what we, you know, whatever players showed up, we dealt with it. And now we put the roster together. You know, we bring in our own players and coaches and clubhouse managers and athletic trainers and all that. And we pay these guys. You know, in the past obviously the Major League Club paid the players and took care of everything pretty much as far as expenses. But now that's all on us. And so that's a big change. You know, we're basically handling the roster, handling, you know, paying the players, whether it's the pre and post game meals or the travel, the hotel, the whatever it might be. That's all on us, the bats, the balls. So that's the big difference. But I'll tell you one thing. It's still Cougars baseball, and people could still come here for the entertainment. It's that niche. That's the niche we have here. We're not the Cubs, the Sox. We're not the Bears, the Bulls, the Blackhawks. We're not a major sports team. We're a minor league sports club in the suburbs, and we've created a niche here that's affordable, it's convenient, and people love to come here and have a good time. And so the baseball, the fact that we don't have, you know, the affiliation, really, I don't even think it affects 95% of the fans. They come here to have a good time, and they're still able to do that. And I'll tell you what, Brandon, we don't have to play games in April anymore, and that's a big plus. You know, not playing in April is a huge plus, especially in the Chicago area.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's good to know that you guys are still maintaining the level of success that you guys have had, even without the minor league or major league affiliations and stuff like that.
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and start talking about the Canes in the more present sense here? Obviously, last year, you know, second place in the Eastern Division with the Chicago Dogs. Unfortunately, not the success that you guys wanted in the playoffs, going eliminated in the quarterfinals of the American Association. How would you... I guess judge is the word I'm going to be using here. How do you judge how the 2022 season went for you guys?
You know, overall, from a player's, you know, on-field standpoint, you know, it was our second season in the American Association, so we're still learning the ropes a little bit. It was much better than 21 as far as, you know, us winning more ball games, making the playoffs, you know, things like that. We were starting to get a better handle on it for sure. And, so, you know, the team was better and, you know, I think this year we're going to build on that again. And I think we're going to be really good this year in comparison to last year. So it's sort of been a learning process for us for sure. You know, after being affiliated for so long and doing things the way we did it when it came to, you know, playing. You know, before, Brandon, it didn't matter. It was player development. I mean, now this league is all about winning, and now we're adjusting to that. You know, these guys play to win. That's it. There's no development. You know, there's no pitch counts. There's no, you know, putting guys on the shelf in August to rest them or, you know, anything like that. We're here to win, and we put a roster together to try to win and be competitive within the league, and I think we're doing that progressively, which is good. And when it comes to the, you know, 22, when it came to the fans, I mean, we came out of the pandemic. You know, 2020 we lost the whole season. 21 we were very restricted when it came to, you know, capacities and social distancing and all that. But 22 we were free, you know, and we were able to do what we want. And it, you know, the season went well. We drew a lot of fans. The fans were starting to come out again. The groups were coming out again. And, you know, that's what people sort of forget is that we did go through 2 years of, you know, not only losing the season, but also being restricted. So, but I think that the organization has come out really strong. And I think that, the fans have responded, and we have just a wonderful fan base. We have wonderful sponsors. The sponsors have been real supportive, and you know, 22 is a good year, and we're building on it because 23 is even going to be better. That's for sure.
And we will definitely talk about what your expectations for the 2023 season is in just like a brief moment. Actually, the next question that I will have after, of course, this one, I was curious on how you felt on the manager, the job that George, I believe, Tsumas? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize to the manager of the Kane County Cougars if I mispronounce his name. But obviously, again, you've only been in the association league for about two seasons. And yet, in two seasons, he has technically taken you guys from, you know, bottom of your division to playoff things. How would you... You know, are you happy with how he's done in the managerial position?
Yeah, George has been great. You know, the big thing about George that's, you know, he really wants to win. He puts together a good roster of guys that are not only good players on the field, but they're good people, and that makes a huge difference. You know, you got to live with these people for 4 or 5 months, and you want them to be good people. You know, in addition to being good players. And so, yeah, he puts together a nice group of guys, and he's very well respected in the league. And quite honestly, Brandon, I mean, he's been a huge help for us as an organization transitioning from affiliated ball to American Association because of all the years of experience that he's had in this league, which makes a huge difference for us. To have that resource and to have that person who knows the ins and outs of the league. And so that's been real helpful. And you know what? The first year we'll give him a pass because we didn't even know that we were in this league until February. And, you know, obviously our season starts in May. And so he was hired in February of 2021. And so he had to quickly put together whatever he could for a roster in 22. He had more time to do it, obviously, and had a little more time to prepare and be organized with it. But, yeah, no, George is a good guy, and he's a good person, and we're happy to have him for sure.
Curtis, I'm wondering what your expectations were for the 2023 season, and or what are you looking forward to seeing this upcoming season?
You know, Brandon, we have a whole bunch of new things that we're doing here at the ballpark. For instance, we've got pitch clocks this year, so we're going to get adjusted to those. We've got brand new LED field lights, which is going to be a big change for us. We've had those old halogens for 30 years, so that's a good thing for us. We've got a new sound system. We've got a brand new infield. We're using the Dura Edge infield mix that a lot of the major league clubs use. So we've got a lot of new things that are going on at the ballpark. It's going to be fun to see how those are received by the players, the fans, you know, and everybody involved. And so in addition to that, Brandon, we've got all sorts of fun promotions, theme nights, you know, weekly specials, celebrity appearances. We got outside acts coming in, some great fireworks, all that kind of stuff that we're really excited about. The fans, you know, what their thoughts are going to be. We're going to have a Chicago football night. We're going to have Cole Kmet here and one of the big linemen. He's Larry Borum. So those two guys are going to be here for Chicago football night. There's plenty of fun theme nights over the course of the season. We got a halfway to Halloween. We've got a Marvel superhero night, SpongeBob SquarePants night, Lego night, Blues Brothers night, country music night, you name it, Women in Sports night, Parks and Rec night. We got the Office night, Hawaiian night, Christmas in July, the Sandlot night, Stranger Things night. There's just all sorts of fun promotions going on that fans can look forward to. And then on the field, you know, I think that George has put together a nice roster, and we're looking forward to seeing what we can do. You know, we've got a good group, we've got a pretty good starting five for when it comes to a rotation for pitchers, and we've got some really good solid hitters coming back from last year, and we're pretty excited about what's going to happen on the field. You know, and quite frankly, Brandon, our goals are to win the championship on the field, and our goal is to increase our attendance by, you know, 10-15% this year. So that's the goal, and with good weather, we'll do it.
Absolutely. I mean, you basically answered my final question on why people should come out there. You have tens of promotions. I'm looking forward, honestly, to that SpongeBob SquarePants day. I think that might be the day I end up going to my first Kane County Cougar game.
And in addition to that, we've got Seinfeld night, tie-dye night, Star Wars night, 80s night. There's just all sorts of fun promotions that we do. And I tell you what, we've got a really good fireworks company we're working with. It's Pyrotechnico. I don't know if you heard recently in the news that, you know, Navy Pier was voted with the best fireworks in the country, I think it was.
Oh, I didn't. I actually hadn't heard that. That's actually really impressive.
And the company that does Navy Pier is actually going to be doing our fireworks, so you know they're good. It's a great place to come out. You come to a ball game, you know, you're outside, you know, it's sunshine, baseball, and fireworks. And like I said, the food is excellent. We've got all sorts of new food items. We got food trucks here every game. We got Ben and Jerry's ice cream for the first time. Just a lot of things going on at the ballpark, and it should be a really good year.
Finally, Curtis, when is opening day for the team? I think it's a little less than a week away, but where who are you playing? Where is it going to be located?
You know, opening night is May 11th, and it's against the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. They're the defending American Association champions, so it'll be an interesting three-game series, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. And you know what, Brandon? We open with a thirsty Thursday. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Right off the bat, baby.
Right off the bat.
You know what I mean? Anyway, it's opening night caps, and it'll be a lot of fun. Thirsty Thursday. Boom, right off the bat. $2 hot dogs, $2 beers, and $2 sodas. And should be a lot of fun. And I tell you what, we have some great sponsors here, and one of the biggest ones that we love is you know, we have a ton of really good ones, but the big one is Northwestern Medicine, and Northwestern Medicine obviously is the naming rights partner, hence Northwestern Medicine Field, and they're so supportive and of us. It's just wonderful. We have such a good relationship with them, and we can't say enough things about them and all the sponsors that are really the backbone of Cougars baseball.
Curtis, I know you're a very busy man. Again, I want to thank you on behalf of Radio DePaul and just myself for taking time out your day to, you know, to come talk with us. We hope that you guys have a really good 2023 season, and we look forward to seeing the amazing things that your team will do.
Brandon, it's been a pleasure, and all I can say is we'll see you at the ballpark.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is going to wrap it up for us here at RDPS Chicago. Join us next week, where we'll be highlighting the Chicago Union, a social ultimate frisbee team here in Chicago. My name is Brandon Bowen. Stay warm, stay safe, and I will see you guys next week.